we have to acknowledge the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Some people don't really acknowledge that at all. You know, there's a saying that said, if you get to a position by your own ways, you have to maintain that position by your own ways. I know if you heard that. But if God takes you, puts you in a place, then God has to keep you there. The Holy Spirit will sustain you. The Lord was speaking to me about the church. I mean, this is a year of pressing into the blessing. And we, as Pastor Paul always say, we just press into the area that you need. Your area of health, finances, to do with children. And God was speaking to me about the power, the fire of God in the church. You know, Paul said, my speech and my preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it's with demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And we need power in the church, especially what we've been through in the past 18 months. That something has to be different. We have to, that power, that fire of God in us have to be seen. And it gets to a place where we try to settle for the status quo, to be like the church. Oh, I just know, let God be God. And God has given us the power, and that power is inside of us. So we'll be looking at the power of God and why we need to allow, position ourselves for the power of God to work through us and how we can do that. Hallelujah. So, you know, power is a word that we hear all the time. I mean, politicians, you know, the power of the politicians or the horsepower of a sports car. All these things, they need that to drive them. So I'll just start by going to our main text, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. If you can turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the New King James Version, please. Yeah. Power is the ability, is the might to do things. Hallelujah. And I'll read from Ephesians in the New King James Version. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, please. And it said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, say exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power, say power, power that works in us. I'll read that again. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, whatever we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So, I mean, the Bible talks about, is that whatever you ask, go ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find, and knock it shall be opened. But God is able to do beyond that. But that is dependent on the power that works in us. And that's what the word of God, it depends, it's according, it's as a result of the power that works in us. And someone asks, oh, how do I get that power? How do I walk in that power to see God move in my life that exceeding and abundantly? We serve a powerful God. He's able to do. But his ability to do in your life, in my life, is dependent on the power that's working in you. The power of God is in us. But I didn't say according to the power that is in us, but according to the power working. Is the power in you working? Is the power of God in you working? And we need this. We need this in this last days and in the church. You know, Christianity is what? Is divinity. Someone says Christianity is divinity working in humanity. So we are humans. But you need that divine power as the word of God. According to his divine power, he's given unto us. We need that divine power to work through us. We need to walk in that supernatural level of God. Hallelujah. So I was just looking through this, and I'm thinking, okay, this in the scriptures, there's so many places that the power of God has been mentioned. In the Old Testament, it talks about God has given us what? The power to get wealth. meaning God has given that ability to get wealth, that might to get wealth. And other places, in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, said, I give you power. In other versions, said, I give you authority. He said, I give you power to tread upon, to trample or tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The interesting thing is, you have some people, some Christians who say, well, I don't believe in the devil and the power of the devil or the enemy. The devil has got power, but just that the power that we have overrides his power. Yes. Hallelujah. If you don't believe that the devil has got power, then you don't believe in the scriptures. But he said, I've given you that authority, that power. And authority is that delegated power. And we have that power. That delegated power is the authority. That power is in the name of Jesus that we use. But there's a power that is in us that we have to stir up. That that keeps that fire burning in you. And I like what Wolf of Peace said. You know, that fire is getting out of the church this morning when we're praying. I didn't know, but Wolf of Peace didn't know what I was going to talk about. But he was talking about the fire and the power of God working in us. We have to burn. They said, if you can burn enough, people will come to see you. Everyone wants to see things, isn't it? And I like that. One preacher said, if the preacher or the minister can burn enough, people will come to see. People will come to see. That's what people want to see. People want to see that power, that demonstration of that spirit and the power of God in us. We are powerful people. We are powerful people. And we have to get to a place. Hallelujah. We have to get to a place that we acknowledge the power that we carry as believers. The first thing is to acknowledge that you've got the power. Because if you don't know you have that power, you can't walk in it. Hallelujah. And in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16, is a scripture that we all know. It said what? For I am not ashamed, this is Paul speaking, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Is the power of God to salvation. Meaning salvation comes, power precedes salvation. The power takes us, it brings us into a place of salvation, into our healing, into receiving things, into walking in things. You need that power to work. It is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, we'll get into that on the how to keep that power working in you. But here it's saying to them that believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You know the power, God's power that will be at work in you, is related or is proportionate to the level of your belief system. We have the scriptures, it's there and it's full of power, but it's what you believe that works for you. So you believing in the word of what you, if you believe that, oh, divine health is your portion, you believe that, oh, you are blessed going now, you are blessed coming in, you are blessed in the city, I'm blessed in harvest, I'm blessed United Kingdom, I'm blessed around the world. That when you believe that, it brings some kind of power. That power in you starts working. And everything as believers starts working inside before it comes out. It's not from outside in. It's inside. That divinity that comes has to work inside and get rid of that humanity that be exposed on the outside and visible on the outside, noticeable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is someone getting blessed this morning? We just need to get that power. We need to get that power flowing through us. So the power of God, the scriptures talks about in Acts chapter 1 verse 18, that, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in all the world. Do we have the Holy Spirit on us this morning? Is anyone, do we have that? We need that. But then, let's look at John chapter 14. And John chapter 14, verse 17, I was just meditating on that. John chapter 14, he said, the Spirit of truth. We know the Holy Spirit is known as the Spirit of truth. He said, when he comes, he will show you all things and bring things into remembrance. Remind us what the scripture says. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you. Verse said, he abides with you. He's with you. Sometimes people say, oh, he abides, he dwells with you. Then people look, oh, is he on my left or right? Or he's behind me or not? No, he's with you around everywhere. He's everywhere. You know, some people get too spiritual to say, oh, the Holy Spirit is, I can see the Holy Spirit is on my left. No, he's all around us. And he said, he will be in you. But I was thinking about this. He said, when Jesus said this to this, he said, he will dwell in you. That's the present. But he said, he will be in you. Meaning there are two stages of the Holy Spirit working in us. One, he's on us. But you have to allow him to work in you. Because he said, he will be in you. Do you understand that? Yes. You have to allow him to be in you. Because remember the scripture, the story where Jesus had to be baptized. God, John the Baptist had to baptize Jesus. And they said the Spirit came down in the form of a dove on Jesus. But Jesus was not walking in power at that moment. The Holy Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness. And when Jesus came back, he came back in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when he went in the wilderness to pray and fast, he allowed the Holy Spirit to work through him. Do you get that? That's why we have churches, we have believers who they don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit. But they are believers anyway. They are saved. If they keep their salvation, they'll experience heaven. They'll go to heaven. But they don't believe in the Holy Spirit. But then they lack, you know, the benefits of the Holy Spirit, the power that we have to walk in. So there are two stages. So I'm thinking, okay, the Holy Spirit will dwell in us. Even the Holy Spirit came on Jesus. And he will be in you. Will be is a future thing. It's something that's going to happen. There's no time to wait. So you have to allow that to happen. As you allow the Holy Spirit to work through you. And that power to flow through you. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's within us. It's within us. It's within us. And when you in the scripture, and in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, when Mary, mother of Jesus, the angel visited Mary, he said, "What? The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power on high shall overshadow you." But when this thing happened, nothing happened till Mary allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell. When the Holy Spirit dwelt in Mary, that's where the power took place, and the result was Jesus. Do you get the understanding? You get that revelation? The Holy Spirit came on Mary. He said, the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 8. It said, and the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. And this is talking about you that's around you. As Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will be with you. Therefore also that the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. But Mary had to allow the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary, but Mary had to allow the Holy Spirit to work through him, to work through her. And when she allowed the Holy Spirit to work through her, that power resulted in Jesus Christ. So when you allow the Holy Spirit to work through you, the resulting bit is what? The power, the fire that we see. Do you get that revelation? It's really important. It's really important. Holy Spirit, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to work through you. Are you getting blessed this morning? So, you know, God can release his power and so demonstrate his power in so many ways. But he chooses to use us, to do that through us. Even in the evil, how do you call it, in the world of darkness, or you get the devil with the power that he's got, people allow themselves for the devil to use them. They allow themselves. You get people go to you know, all kinds of places with buying, you know, gold, you know, bring a white gold with no nothing on it. So many things. What they're allowing that, they're positioning themselves for that power to work through them. So it's really vital. I read an article, and the illustration that he gave, it really spoke to me. He said, power companies, all of us here in our houses or offices, we have electricity that, you know, the power from electricity that we use to connect our kettle or to do ironing, watch TV and everything. And you have the power, this illustration said the power company provides this power, electric power to us, but it's through a channel, which our wires, I mean, it's quite conspicuous or noticeable in Africa. You get all the wires everywhere. And those who've been to Africa or some parts of Asia, it's quite noticeable. You can see that it's connected to the buildings. Even here, we have that, but it's minimal. They do underground stuff as well. So you get that cable, the power from the power company, which is the main source, the generator, transmitting power to our buildings, our place of or our boats or place of work through those wires. They need that channel to get the power to us. And this illustration is interesting, that the power bank, which is the generator, is God himself. It's God's power. And let's say the building that it supplies is the world. The building and the offices is the world that we have to get to. And the wires, the channel, is us. And God wants to channel his power through us to the world. But we have to be connected to the source. You see that illustration? And God's power in us, there's nothing like God's small power and God's power. We are connected to that source. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives in us. But the amount or the level of power that we allow to work through us depends on us. Because we are connected to the source. The Bible said we are God. It said the Holy Spirit, we and the Holy Spirit, we are one. He that is joined to God is one spirit. So we have that power, but we have to allow ourselves that power of God that is in us. We don't keep it. We allow that power to flow out to the world. The world needs to see that power in us. We can't be in a church. We can't be Christians where, I mean, it's sickness and poverty, certain things are flowing through. We have to exhibit that power of God in us. There has to be a result. There has to be a fruit. And we have to allow ourselves for power of God. I'm trying to get us, you know, to wake us up. Don't ask God for the power. The power resides in you, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The power resides in you. The level that you can operate in that power depends on you. And, I was talking to Godfrey. Godfrey was sharing something then, and Auntie Ruth, you know, and said, you need a powerful man of God to cast out demons. Even powerful men cannot cast out the demon or something in me. There's nothing like a powerful man. It's God working through man. It's the level that you allow God to work through you that you can cast out that demon. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said it rightly in the scriptures. He said, I give you authority, your power, to cast out devils and demons. He said, I've given you that power. He didn't say that I've given that power to specific people, to ministers, to people of that. And casting out demons is not a gift of the Spirit. It is not. So once we psych our mind, that casting off out of spirits is not a gift of the Spirit. It's the level that you allow the Spirit of God, the power of God to work through you. That's when you can deal with that demon. You can deal with that demon. So when you say you're a powerful man of God, because why? They are powerful. We see them as powerful because they've allowed the Holy Spirit to work through them. They've allowed the power of God to work through them to that level that even when the devil see that fire burning, they run off before they speak. Because God is light. And if God lives in us, they said, no one has seen God. If you see God, you'll be blind. You go blind. Paul, who wrote all the New Testament, when Paul had an experience with Jesus, once God, Jesus is God, he got blind. He said, if you see God, you get blind. So sometimes when you allow that power to work through you, someone who is carrying an evil spirit, when they see you, they'll run off. That's the level that we can get to. The fire working in us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We should not limit ourselves. Amen. The power of God are working through us. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will just look at the ways, you know, the ways that we can allow this power to work in us. It's not that the power is not in us. The power is there. But is it working? Most of us, the power is dormant. Some of us is working to a certain level. Others is working to a certain degree. But what the level that we can go to is God's level. Because the Holy Spirit is God. In John chapter 15, it talks about the Holy Spirit is the one that proceeds out of the Father. And someone asks, oh, so when we get to heaven, are we going to see three different gods? We see God the Father, we see God the Son, and we see God the Holy Spirit. It's a legitimate question for someone to ask. Because we believe in the Trinity. That when we get to heaven, when we see three different gods, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, them all, everyone having their throne and sitting on. But you see, it's just like God. It's just like us. We're the tripartite human being. We're the body, we have a soul, we are a spirit, we live in a body, and we have a soul. It's just like God. So when we go... Jesus is the word, is the spoken word. And God the Father and the Spirit is the one that proceeds out of the Father. But it's one God, you know, expressing himself in three different ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so there are things that we have to do. One, to maintain that flow, and allow the word to work through us, we have to know the word. Once you know the word, you believe. Jesus said, to them that believe, in Luke chapter 10, to them that believe. He said, he that believe hath. In John chapter 1, verse 12, he said, as many that received him, to them gave him power. But as many as received him, to them he gave power, the right, the power to become. Other versions, to give them the right to become, give them the power to become the sons of God. So that power comes by believing the word of God. And the revelation, the more revelation you get in the word, in certain things, the more power you walk in. Because when you're walking, you get that revelation, you know who you are. If you have a revelation of paying tithes, there's power in that. And the devil cannot touch you in paying tithes. You know that that power flows to you because you believe. If you have that revelation of divine health, you walk in divine health. So revelation is, but you have to know what's in the word. You know and believe and have that revelation. It's really important. Secondly, we have to acknowledge the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Some people don't really acknowledge that at all. You know, there's a saying that said, if you get to a position by your own ways, you have to maintain that position by your own ways. I know if you heard that. But if God takes you, puts you in a place, then God has to keep you there. The Holy Spirit will sustain you. There are some people who do eye service. I'm not talking to anyone here. None of us do that. I'm talking about workplace or some people do eye service. Once they see the pastor or the head pastor coming, they are, Jesus, no, we are not doing for, no, it's God that promotes. When you do that, when you see the head pastor, and you're like, oh yeah, you're praying, or you're singing, you're doing this, or you're doing, or you're straightening up, then you have to do that to maintain where you are. But you can't keep doing that. You get caught out one way or the other at that point. But when you allow God to work through you and God promotes you, ha, no man in hell, no devil can bring you down. Promotion comes from the Lord. So yeah, just acknowledging the ministry of the Holy Spirit in us and having fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I just want us to look at John chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. It's a scripture that I grew up in the, you know, as a Protestant. So yeah, it said the grace, the favor and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about the grace of God all the time. And the love of God. God is love. And the presence and fellowship, the communion and sharing together, participation of the Holy Spirit. So the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You have to, and fellowship gives birth to partnership. And there's power in that partnership. You have to partner with the Holy Spirit. And that's where, because the power comes from Him, the Holy Spirit. So you partner, allow the Holy Spirit to work through you. We have to keep burning that power. God has to see that. There are times that we've come to a place where Christians have to rise up for people around us to see the results. That, yeah, we are different. There's something working through us. When we speak, when we say something, they happen. When we declare, they happen. When we do, that power is working through us. The Holy Spirit is working us. Hallelujah. I'll look, and lastly, is through prayer and fasting. That's to allow the power to work in you. These are the three areas that will help us to allow the Holy Spirit to you know, that power. And the power is in us, but for the power to work through us. Prayer and fasting. Jesus said, this kind, that's Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, I believe. He said, this kind will not go out or cannot go out, but it will go by what? By prayer and fasting. By prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. It said prayer first because Jesus said what? Man always ought to pray. So prayer is first. Man always ought to pray. Pray without ceasing is our instruction. But Jesus added, well, fasting to it. So when you pray, you're a man of prayer, a woman of prayer, you pray. They're saying things, then you fast a bit. If something is holding up, you fast a bit. You get in there. Get that power working in you. We need to rise up. And this, Pastor Paul mentioned about at the all night, those who were here or those who were watching, that the devil is cunning. People try to, you get to a habit of people staying at home. Oh, I can worship from home. You're not going to get that fire working in you through watching in the TV. You're not going to get that power working in you. The Holy Spirit wants to take you to a different level, and it's not going to happen. All the time staying at home and watching TV. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that's where the devil wants us, so that power that resides in us. Don't ask God for power. That power that works, it becomes dormant. Then His power, you know, overshadows the power that... But we need to rise to a different level of power and flow in that power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So yeah, this morning, I'm just here to encourage you that please allow the power of God in you to work. The power is there, but allow it to work so that God, who is able, will do what? Exceedingly and abundantly in our lives, in everything that we do. Can we rise on our feet, please? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let's lift our hands in His presence. You know, just right now, I'll give you the opportunity. Just speak to God. You know, just repent. If it's any place in your life that you think you've downplayed the power of God in you, and you're just asking God for power, just repent and say, Lord, I acknowledge your power in me through the Holy Spirit. I acknowledge what you're doing in me through your precious Holy Spirit. And I just want to partner with you, Holy Spirit. I want to have that fellowship. to see your power flow through me in a different way, in a different level. I don't want to be my speech and my preaching to be what one with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it has to be that demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just lift your voice. For the next couple of minutes. Kira babosi andala manta. Just stir that thing within you. Leba shatalabaha. Rose de kayamanta labahaya. Lema babosi antalamande kiriarabaha. Zika talababosi in delibahata. Make it eleva sikarabarabasi in delibaha. Rose ketelibaha. Mato kadibibihata. Rako sidiata. Holy Spirit, have your way. Mandere amanta. Oh, let your power flow through us, O Lord. Lekayabaha. Let your power work through us, O Lord. Lekalabashataha. Lekayababasiatabahaya. That it might be visible, might be seen, O God. Lekalabasiatabaha. Mashatalabababa. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Almighty God, for your word this morning. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that is in us, that quickens us, Almighty God. Father, even this morning, as we've heard your word, Father, we position ourselves as believers for your power to work in us as it ought to, Almighty God. The people around us will see your power flowing through us. That's bringing that healing, oh God. That's physical healing. That emotional healing. That your power working through us, oh God, to make things possible. As your word declares, he that believes, all things are possible to him. Father, we believe your word. We believe that your power is in us. We believe the Holy Spirit working through us. And Father, we'll stick to prayer and fasting, oh God, to stir us up. We bless you, Almighty God. Let your word flow through us. Let your word become flesh in our lives, oh God. And let your power be seen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah.